This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. It's been more than 50 years since Wanda Jackson first tore the paint off the walls with her signature rockabilly tune, Let's Have a Party. I never kissed a bear, I never kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room, let's have a party. Back in the day, Wanda dated the up-and-coming Elvis Presley and shared the stage with the likes of Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis. Together, they created a new musical genre called rockabilly, and Wanda became its undisputed queen. And while most of the genre's originals left the stage long ago, Wanda Jackson is still rocking. These days, she's getting some help from producer Jack White. Shaking all over. On Wanda Jackson's newest record, The Party Ain't Over, which came out earlier this year, Wanda Jackson plays the Clayton Center Saturday night. She joins us by phone right now. Wanda Jackson, welcome to this program.
Well, thank you. Hi, Frank.
Good to talk with you. You found a new generation of fans now with this new record that you made with Jack White. I know this summer you toured with pop star Adele. What's it like playing for fans in their 20s and 30s?
Well, you know what, Frank? I have to admit, I love it. You know, they're so enthusiastic, and they're so pretty. You know, just a beautiful group of people standing in front of you, cheering and singing along with you, and just having fun with you. It's wonderful. It really is.
Well, you know, one of the most popular songs on the album is a cover of Amy Winehouse's You Know That I'm No Good. I want to listen to just a bit of that. You gave up that rockabilly, rock and roll lifestyle that Amy Winehouse sang about and lived herself quite a while ago. In fact, you just celebrated your 50th wedding anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's quite a deal anymore, isn't it?
It certainly is. What does that song mean for you now when you sing that song today?
Well, it's, you know, it's just so sad, the fact that she had to die so young. And especially when I think, you know, we were understanding she had her life back on track, and it looked that way. So it was very sad, and I was hoping to get to meet her. I'd go to England two or three times a year, seems like. And, of course, I won't have that chance now, but I tell the fans each night before I sing it that I'll never get to meet her, but I will keep doing her song.
When you sing a song like that and you think back to the days when you were an up-and-coming artist, I mean, was there a time in your career where you could have taken a turn like that?
Yeah, I think it's always available, not only in music and performing. It's everywhere now. That was just never an option or a thought in my head. I never wanted any part of it, you know. I never even tried marijuana. That scared me to death, too. So I think it's best to never even try those things.
Now, I know Jack White has done albums with a lot of artists over the years. He's worked with Loretta Lynn, Johnny Cash, just to name a couple. What's it like to work with him?
Well, it's a bit hard to describe. He's a great producer, very creative, and what I liked about working with him, he had an end result in mind, a performance from me that he was hearing in his head, and so I did it over and over until he got that performance from me. So I described him as a velvet-covered brick because he wants what he wants, and you don't stop until you get it, but he does it so sweetly, and he's so very patient that you just can't help but keep trying.
Well, I wondered about that. I mean, because you are an artist in your own right, you had a successful career, and you did it your way all those years. And so I wondered if it was difficult for you to hear somebody else say, but you know, Wanda, if you did it this way, it could be a little better.
No. In fact, it's, I guess, a bit rare. I don't know in artists, but I never did mind being told to, like a constructive criticism, try it this way, or slow that down, or speed this up, and because I don't know all there is to know, you know, about singing and about performing a song, so I'm always open to suggestions.
That album came out in January. What's this year been like for you?
Boy, it has been busy and so exciting. I've done festival after festival through Canada, all through America, in England. One date, it was so close, I left from Boston, flew to London, did a festival, turned around the next day, flew back to Boston, and worked a festival that night.
That's a lot of work now. Do you do anything on the road to keep yourself healthy?
Well, I sleep a lot. That's the best thing I've found for my throat.
You talked about looking out over those audiences of 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds, and of course, those were kids in your audience when you were coming up in the beginning of your career. When you're standing on stage now and you're singing those songs again and you're looking at all those faces and now it's 2011, what goes through your mind?
Well, I don't know. Getting through the song. Remembering all the lyrics. I just have fun with them. And when I see that they're having fun and enjoying themselves and they're staying up there, most of them walk right up to the stage, which I love. And, you know, you can tell if your audience is accepting you and what you're doing. And once I get that feeling, then it's clear sailing. I just have fun with them. I kind of feel like I'm singing to my grandkids, maybe.
Wanda, thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, you bet. My pleasure, Frank. Thank you.
Wanda Jackson plays the Clayton Center on Saturday night. You can get details at theclaytoncenter.com. Just ahead, sometimes the cup is half empty, sometimes it's half full, but what about when it's hollow? Author Alan Thompson on A Hollow Cup on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.